Before we start, I want to be magdil that avada mitzvah tzedakah is a very choshev mitzvah. And avada, we're not speaking against the rabbonim chas v'shalom that sign on all the papers. We're learning the sugya. We're not coming to be megareah. There's a lot of signs that come up before Purim. Matonis le'evyoinim u'udorim. The shayla of Siddur HaZazach, evyoinim u'udorim. You see the tzetlach. There's a sefer moyadim v'zmanim, it's a Moshe Shterenbuch. Eidah Charedis. He says, Yesh Evyoinim v'yesh Anim. He says, Evyoinim are more poor from the Anim. He says, Oni is embarrassed to ask for tzedakah. Evyon is so poor that he's not even embarrassed to ask. Evyon. He claims there in the shtickle, that matanos le'evyoinim you have to give to evyoinim, not to anim. Some people, they find someone, the mamash doesn't have money, and he doesn't want to ask no one. That's not good, zokta. Has to be evyoinim. He says he remembers, when he was a kid, he heard from Adam Godel, that he would send money from Poland to Litva for matanos le'evyoinim. He's talking about the Polish and not to evyoinim, but the Litva is given evyoinim. The Polish is kind of evyoinim. Some of them didn't have money, but evyoinim was belonged to the Litvakas, the mass of the Shval Ruach. They say over a famous maaseh that it was a person that had an onim mehuda, but he didn't want to tell no one about him because he was scared that it would make him rich. So next year he will not have an evyon mehuda. So he kept them alamol for himself. He will have an evyon mehuda. As a sefer Shalmi Toido from Rabbi Tzion Feldman from Bnei Brak, he says you have to give to Evyoinim Mu'udorim. More from that, he claims that if you gave Matonis to Evyoinim, and in the end, they found out that the Oni is Nishken Evyoin, you're not Yoitze. You gave out money, Matonis to Evyoinim, and they gave it to a person that is not a honey. So you're not Yaitse. What?
He would take being honey.
Who?
Evian.
Oh, Evian. That was only to put up a sign, you give to Baal David to give to honey, yeah? Now he goes and he gives it to Chatzkel. He thinks Chatzkel needs money. Chatzkel doesn't need money. So you are not Yaitse in the mitzvah. Because of this Shalmi Toido, because of these shittas, a lot of people are looking for Evyoinim Mu'udorim. Yeah? It's one of the mitzvahs that you never know. Every mitzvah you know. Shofar. You give money to Yadam, if Yadam is a god, if you're not Yadam, it's your mitzvah. So what do you do? There's a reason people go to all the tzedlach with Alek Doylim. Evyoinim Mu'udorim. I want the mevar of Siddur HaZazach. That you have to give matanos le'evyoinim to someone that is poor. And if he's not poor, you're not Yoitze. And if it's an Indian, or maybe Punk Fakert, this is one Indian that we're going to start to be Mevar tonight. The second thing to be Mevar is the Aloch and Shulchan Aruch Kol HaPoishet Yad Nois Nimloi. Sidra Zah Aloch? Sidur HaZalach and Purim, every person that puts his hand, you have to give him or not? See if it's Shulchan Aruch. Kol HaPoishet Yad Nois Nimloi. To find out, once forever. You have to, you don't have to. To mevar these shailas, Sidur Evyoinim Mu'udorim, Sinishtokin Evyoinim Mu'udorim, and you have to give them or not, and what you do with the Aloch of Kol HaPoishet Yad Nois Nimloi, we have to learn a sugya in Bab Metzia. Sugya in Daf Ein Chesamut Beis. The Gemara says, Mageves Purim lePurim. מגבס פורים לפורים, מגבס העיר לאוי סעיר, ואין מדקטיקים בדובו, אבל לא יקחים מסעגולים, ושויכתים ואויכלים והמויסור ייפוי לקיס של צדוקה. רשי לא נזלג דס, מגבס פורים לפורים, מוש שגויבים הגבויים מבני העיר, לחלק לעניים לסוד הספורים, לפורים, ייתנו לפורים. ואין בדקדיקים בדובו, זאת רשי, to say, דיום בפוחויס, והמויסור ייפו לקושר צדוקה, אלא לא יקחים מסעה גולים, and all the money you buy a lot of food, what is left over, then you give to צדוקה, then they collect money for סודה פורים, don't say the anim don't need so much for the סודה, buy a golem לרויף, שכת all of the golem, and if it's food left over, then it goes to Kishon Tzedokah. This is the way Rashi learns Pshat. So if Rashi Mageves Purim lePurim, the Pshat is money that was collected for Sudas Purim. Don't say we don't need so much money for Sudas Purim and we'll use less for Sudas Purim. We spend all of it for Sudas Purim and what is left over, we pour to Kishon Tzedokah. The Ramban in Bo Metzia learns different. He brings down the Rashi. And he says like this: Mageves Purim lePurim ve'ein medaktikim badovo. So if Rashi is a modern pshat, what is ein medaktikim badovo? If Rashi don't check how much they need for the meal, just buy a golem laroiv, buy a golem laroiv, and what is left over, the Ramban says like this: ein medaktikim badovo lo yomar oni ze roi, oni ze ein roi, elo noisnim lakoil. Shehiu hakol smeichim imonu. Don't check he's poor and he does not poor. You give everyone. Shehiu hakol smeichim ben roi uben ein roi. Sheyemei simcha ksiv. Yemei simcha mishleach monas. Yemei simcha mishleach monas lereyu ksiv. He means like you send monas to your friend. He's poor. No. So why are you sending monas? So b'meila we give out money to the anim. Also, it doesn't have to be mamish poor. The chayim otzasi beYerushalmi zok beRamban. Ein medaktikim emoyes purim. Ela kol apoyshet yad litol noistim loy. V'chen aminek litol afilu legoyim. So the Ramban learns ein medaktikim im huoni olav. Ela kol apoyshet yad noistim loy. The Ritva Hachadoshim says it even more. אבל בירושלמי הורו, אין מדקדיקים אלא כל הפוישת יד נויסטים לוי. כלא אימר, אין מדקדיקים בדובר אם הוא עוני או אלוהי, אלא כל הפוישת יד נויסטים לוי. Listen carefully. שאין יום זה מדין צדוקה בלבד, אלא מדין שמחה ומונס, שרעב באשירים כסיב משלח מונס. ומטעם זה אמרו רבו ישראל שנויסטים אף לגוי. שטרק הדיבורי. קום דריטווה הישונים, זוג דריטווה הישונים, ולא הנירה לי, שמואס עצם, מואס עצם, מונויס, משלח מונס, עצם מתונס להביוני, מגבס פורים מתונס להביוני, סבור יוטלג מי אין מדקדקים בדובו. זה דריטווה הישונים שתי פשט דריטווה החדושים. דריטווה החדושים מנרמבן לא פשט, מואס פורים אין מדקדקים בדובו, that the moes, the matonis lev, yoinim haza alochev, ein medaknikim badovo, lo imar ze oni ve ze ein oni. Ze alochev, you don't check im ze oni ve ze ein oni. Ki retzoneinu shehakul yuskechim imon. And the Ritva says, nein, this is mishloach moles, here we talk about matonis lev yoinim. The Orcha Shulchan brings down that it was a minute to give to the Chazonim, Rabbonim, Gaboim, because everyone is waiting for money in these days. The Rambam brings down this halacha. The Rambam says like this: Chayev lechalek le'anim b'yom ha'purim. En poichsim mishte anim. Ve'im medaydikim b'moyes purim. Elo kol ha'poich el yad noisim loy. Also in Shulchan Aruch is a shtikr mashmoyes, a tof reish tzadik dalet. Chayev odom lefoch rislita l'shte anim. Sif dal. Tof reish tzadik alef. Chayev kol odom lita lefoch rislita l'shte anim. L'shte anim. ואין, אלא, סיף גימל, אין מדייקים במויס פורים, אלא כל מי שפה יש לי עליל נויתנים לוי. ומוקם שלא הגולית אלא עקום נויסנים. המשלבור עושה זה, if you gave a goy, you're not יויצה. מתונס לב יויני. מה שמור לי, if you gave a goy, you're not יויצה. אבל סתם could be our יויצה. סלחו איזה זה.
זה לא שמצא זנים, או אז יינים.
שכנוך, זה שייכס. שתי ענים. בסדר, זה מה ששתר. סולה אמינות. כל הוא מסער את הדבר. קום תאיס הזה. לפי the way the rishonim learn and pashas השולחן ערוך, אז ההלוכה תגיד נויסים מתונש לשני אביונים. אין מדקדקים בדובר, אלא כל הפוישת יד נויסים. What is the פשט? פשט. You have to give to two poor people money. But you don't have to check if they poor or not. Ki ratzoneinu shehakol yusmeichim imonu. We don't have to check if they poor or not. We could give them even if they're not poor. Avada, we can't go over the two riches and give them. We have to give the poor people. Avada, we don't check. You poor, you're not poor. No. Ki ratzoneinu shehakol yusmeichim imonu. That's why you read the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph. אין פה יחסים משתי אביונים, אלא כל הפה יש לי אבנה יסלים לוי. So, not only that. קומטה is the finish of חנוך is better not to look for ענים מעודורים. Because the הלוכה is, אין מדקדקים. If someone puts up a sign, ענים מעודורים, he's over on the הלוכה, ואין מדקדקים. You know, not everyone makes it to the list of the Rabbanim. That's why he wants to put someone into the list, it'll be avoided. Well connected, yeah? Or well poor, yeah? But it's an end of the Purim that Shahakul Yusmeichim Imanu. We want that everyone will get. We don't want only specific. We want that everyone that feels that he needs money will get. It's an end of Shahakul Yusmeichim Imanu. So that it's an end of Shahakul Yusmeichim Imanu. Avad, the Fidel Ritva Yeshonim, no, it has to be poor people. So come this as it. Me'ikar adin, if you gave to two people and they poor, you for sure yet. For sure yet. Even if you were looking for a poor person and you gave to two poor people, anim udorim, avada you yet. Now, this is the way the pashtas advorim. The Aruch HaShulchan has a tzad to learn the Shulchan Aruch different. סעיף א', אין פה יחסים שתי ענים. סעיף ג', מגבס פורים לפורים ואין מדקדקים בדובור. Doesn't go. המתונס לאביונים, you know what it goes on? סודס פורים. And in the Suda, don't check who needs. Normally, the people that come to Beis HaTamchui, they check them. Yeah, be easy. אין מדקדקים בדובור. לפי דן, if I want to מסכם דה הלוחס, he says like this. Amol was a halacha for the Suda, the Gaboim gave out the food. And here the halacha is, in Suda Spurim, Eid Medak Dikim Badovo. So, if this brings us to the halacha is like this. Me'ikar adin, you have to give to two people, Matonis Lev Yoinim. Soon we'll see the halacha is a Matonis Lev Yoinim. Pashas is no halacha of Kol HaPoishit Yad Noistim Loi. The halacha is one of the two. Or don't check if he's poor or not. Kol ha'poishet yad noisim loy. Or it bichlal doesn't go on matonis levyoinim. It go on the suda. Aber on matonis levyoinim, bepashas is lo halochev kol ha'poishet yad. Only if we'll learn, no. As a halochev to anim, and as another halochev kol ha'poishet yad. Bepashas, no one said it. All the rishonim brought down the Yerushalmi of kol ha'poishet yad, klapit the halochev, ein bedakdikim badovo. I'm saying, so some machmirim, if they want, they say no. One halacha is, Shtei matonis. And chutz of that is alo, you could have poishet yad. So why you have to have two alo? Even if no one came over to you, you have to give to two. But if people come over to you, you have to give to more. It's a deichak to learn like this pshat. So the pashtus advarim, the people that want to be yitzeh, all the machmir, what they do is, they try to do both. The first two people that come over to them, they give them a shekel. To be yitzeh and medakni kamadavo. Then chutz from that, they give the two adnim from the list. So the yitzeh, the shittas that you have to have, if you any mu'udorim. Because as we said, if you don't eat by a shonim and the shalom mitoido, if you gave stamp to two people and they were not poor, there were two kids that are going around with a piece of white paper, yeah? So these two kids, it's a garnish benish. You want to machmur to everyone. So this is what I was magnim. I don't want now that, you know, that the balabatish of people will hear, oh, there's no kol ha'poishet yad na'isnim, like finish. You know, the yeshivas will not manage to collect anymore. Our shir is to ma'amid da'aloche. Maybe it is a mokum to be machmur to give to everyone, but with pashtus and ishto hazah aloche. Pashtus and ishto hazah aloche. So we know that it's a halacha matonis levyonim. So now that we know that it's a halacha matonis levyonim, the halacha is like this. Tov reish tzadik dalet. Chayev kol odom liten lefoche shtei monois l'shtei anim. Zog di mishne brue. Tzorech liten mishaloi veloi mishal maiser. You can use meiser money for matonis levyonim. It's a big emeratus of a lot of bochim that will never yoytze matonis levyonim. Every time they keep all the meiser money, that they will have enough for matonis levyonim. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Aval leshar anoshim yochol liten mikesef meiser." He means he says like this: "En oisnim mikesef meiser." והאיסוף שמייסיף יוכל ליתן משל מייסר. Two, he has to give not for מייסר, and then he could add for מייסר. What he means to add? It doesn't mean if you want to add more people. Also that. The פשט is, דובר שבחויבו, you're not יועצה במייסר. But what you add, so if you add more money or more people, but really that part that you add, you could do in case of מייסר. How much has to be matonis levyonim? What is the shear? What is the shear of matonis levyonim? So the poiskim bring down, Shabur brings down b'shem the ritva, shtei prutas. A shekel for sure has a pruta. You give one shekel to one ani. Not a shekel to another ani. Shtei prutas. One shekel to this ani, one shekel to this ani. The place can bring down the Sharit Shuvah, Machzik Broche, Kafachayim, or Hashulchon, has to be a matone chashuva that he could buy food for the Suda. How much kishir gimel beitzi? Again, it fits with what we said. Mageves purim lepurim, the ikar is, especially if you, sheretzoneinu shehakul, it's like Mishlach Manas Hazan. So Mishlach Manas, you have to give food. Here you can give money. Shiuhakos meichi. Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem l'Purim Godim that you have to give something that he could be nenef from it in Purim. Food. Or money that he could buy food. Clothes not. Why am I told us to have yoinim? So the Iker is for the Suda. So the Iker, Matonis Lev Yoinim, is for the Suda. Right, the Marshal. Some people in Russia, they go around, they collect for Oitza HaSfarim of the Yeshiva, yeah? This is the Apple Pashtus. Moshach is the Matanus Levyonim. Even if the Bochum are Levyonim, but you miyachad it for Sfarim. Not saying also or Mutter. For sure you're not allowed to make someone Meshug and Purim to give you, because no Chiv. Yistami is like going with a gun in the street and robbing money. It's the same idea. There's no shachas even to pour him to push him to do the mitzvah. Because he thinks that he's mekayim matanis levyonim. If you're telling him you'll be for the oitzah. The ikar is that the ani will have food. didn't say osur muta, he said not right. Yeah. So the shayla is how much? So the Mishnah Berurah says a pruta. The poskim say davar choshu. They say b'shem Rabbi Eliashiv that if you give 50 shekel to ani, you yaitze. He said 50 shekel you yaitze. It's considered a davar choshu. 50 shekel. So to anim, so it's 100. So the machmir that want to be yaitze Rabbi Eliashiv, what they do is to two people they give 50. To the rest, they give a pruta. Why? He said to Rabbi Yashiv then, to buy a good lunch in Shari Simcha is 50. I heard you could get for 25 today, yeah? Schnitzel and a couple more things often. So he said it has to be that you could buy a Pesachir Sud. Some people say, Stam Gimel Beitzi. It's a Shir Mono Chashuva. Yishev B'shem Rabbi Vadi Yosef. He said 10 shekels is enough, 12 shekel. Says it has to be a mono chashuva. It's a mana falafel. They call it mana falafel. It's also a mono. That's what he said in the shir. And he asked it. So Rabbi Meir, he said that 12 shekel is also enough. About that, I'm not saying that Bocha has a machmir and 50. So the Maise, but it's Kedai not to give this again. Mishnah Berurah says a shekel yoytze. Look, the Mishnah Berurah says yoytze with a shekel. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Yoytze with a shekel. That's the Iker. Yoytze with a shekel. But if you want to be machmir, other shit, this has to be a, I'll say 20 shekel maybe for a bacher, 15 shekel for a bacher, for every oni. Again, then the rest you do shekel by shekel. We'll go back. Who is Chayv and Matonis Lev Yoni? Who is Chayv and Matonis Lev Yoni? In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Dalet state, Chayv Kolodom Liten Matonis Lev Yoni. Zog de Mishnah Berurah Chayv Kolodom Ben Ish u Ben Isha. In Siman Tov Resh Tzadik Hei, the Ramos says, Ve'isho Chayevet Matonis Lev Yoni Mishloach Monis Ki Ish. Zog de prichodosh, isho, ish l'rei yuksiv. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, shebedivrei kabole de noshim apotur, it's only with the rabbonim, gash oyu bo yisei anes. Some say that odim shlachmonis de potur, not matonis lev yoinim. Aber weiss, the Mishnah Berurah says, kol echot ben ish ben isho, achayovim matonis lev yoinim. Zog de Mogen Avrom, and that Ramo, v'lo yroisi she'oilom nizorim b'ze. He didn't see that oilom nizorim b'ze. Ve'ev she'rak al mono chayeves, aval isho bailo meshaleach lekama anoshi, u'mikol mokim yesh lehachmir. So the Ma'aseh, the Mishnah Berurah says, u'mikol mokim yesh lehachmir. That the isho will give matonis lev yoyim. So how the Isha gives Matanis Lev Yoinim? The Yeshiva, the guy goes around. Well, how the Isha gives Matanis Lev Yoinim? So if you look at a poishet, yeah, mate, but she doesn't have money, how she does it? So the Chayodom brings down that you makna to her the money. No more, so what are the machmirim number one? Not the machmirim, the light machmirim. Machmirim light. So they go to their friend, they say, pick up the money to my wife, and then they give it to the Gavetz Velcher. But the Velt has a big problem with it. In the minute that you tell your friend to be zecher to your wife, now it's hers. How you could give it? You don't have permission. So some ask in the morning the wife permission to be machmir to someone, and then he will give it to tzedakah. As another eight said that the gabe is zoiche for the isha, like we didn't have it knaili. He picks it up for the isha. Lemaise, the tzad natu because ishta ki gufay. Aber zok dor chashulchan, you have a daughter. You have to be makpi to give matanis lev yoyim also for your daughter. You have to give also for your daughter. Because the whole reason is ishtik gufa is a tzad not to give. But for your daughter, you for sure have to give. So in a chanami, nidav makbid of them. We'll go weiter. Matanas lev yoinim, a lot of bachrim and yeshiva here mess around a lot. Why? First we'll start what we spoke last week. A bachur goes to Bnei Brak. Comes back Sunday to Yerushalayim. Yes, nu, how is Perim? Givaldik. Mikra Megillah, Givaldik. Shlach Manas, Givaldik. Givaldik. I asked him, who you gave Matanas lev yoinim exactly? Reb Chaim Kanievsky, to who? He says, wait a minute, in yeshiva they were collecting before Purim, and they said, Boy Beyoim! Tanas lev yoinim, Boy Beyoim! All the guys go with the bags. Matanas lev yoinim, Boy Beyoim. I gave. You gave what? You gave Yem Chamishi in yeshiva, and they said that they would give it Monday, Boy Beyoim, in Purim, right? But you were in Bnei Brak. You have to give in Bnei Brak Matanas lev yoinim. So the Chazanish hold you not Yoitza. So if you plan to go to Bnei Brak, you have to. You could give Kupas Ha'ir, they give a Bnei Brak. But if you're not giving a Bnei Brak, you're not Yoitza. So Kuntes says, a person that goes to Bnei Brak for Purim, he has to give Matanas Lev Yoinim also Sunday and also Monday. To be in the cheshbon, if it's 50 shekel, will cost him 200 shekel just matanas lev yoinim. If you want to enjoy two Purims, because in mechuyim matanas lev yoinim also the first day, not on the first day, I will yoitz with a shekel. So this is the halacha. You have to give matanas lev yoinim. So mechuyim the first day to give matanas lev yoinim, and mechuyim the second day to give matanas lev yoinim. Okay, this is noch nishken as atzoi. The Torah starts like this. A lot of Bachrim, especially more, less Hamish houses, we'll call it. No, I'm saying, you ask the Bachrim, what's Matanas Lev Yoinim? My father gives for me. My father gives for me. His father learns for him. His father gives for him. Say it. Your father is in America. You're in Eretz Yisrael. Your father is giving Matanas Lev Yoinim Sunday. You need Matanas Lev Yoinim Monday. Nish gutzok b'chazanish. So even if your father gave a double set to Matanas Lev Yoinim, that doesn't help for you? I will take it more. Some people are punkfakert. A Mekanish yid. He anyway runs away from his house of Purim to Miami. But Matanas Lev Yoinim, he has a son living in the mirror. He sends him $1,000, you give it out. Nenach, this person was never yet to Purim. He's in Miami, Purim is Sunday. His son Monday is giving it out. He already Sunday night, they written in the Sefer HaChaim, Loiki and Purim, Hashanah Hazu. Yeah, video. Now, Be'etzem was a big balagan with a stipler on that. The Shiloh was when they went to collect for Ani Eretz Yisrael, right? People collect for Ani Eretz Yisrael in America, Purim by B'yayim. And they mezaket. Yeah, you can't send it, but they could wire it. But then, you mezaket. But they're collecting to a guy that lives in Mesharim, in the third little Vinkal Adalton. All of the people are collecting in America for this Yerushalayim. And we buy B'yayim. Buy B'yayim what? So, they have a Eitzah. They'll give it to him Yom Revi, it's Sunday. But the problem with him, it's not Purim. Here's the shayla. The Matanas Lev Yoinim has to be for the Oni, that by Oni will be Purim also or not? Again, if we give it Monday, we said, could be for them, it's not good. They need to give Matanas Lev Yoinim by them. So we might be to give it Sunday. But by giving it Sunday, the Oni by him is not Purim. So some say that if you give it Sunday and the Oni keeps it till Monday, it's also good. It's a father like this. These things, I'm saying it like not so clear because the Gedolim Bismani didn't want these things to be so clear because they were scared that it would cause a lot of not giving tzedakah. Because America and Otisrael are not the same day. But Ravad, it's holy to every person that is giving, to give in a tzuna that the Oni will get in his day and he will give in his day of Purim. But even if the Oni gets in a different day, and the same day is not Purim for him, yesh al mal ismech. Yesh al mal ismech. But Ravad, it's not. It's a big shayla if you give a family matonas le'evyonim. So you gave for five people. The guy goes, for mishpocha is be'metzuka. I collect for mishpocha is be'metzuka. He has an envelope for mishpocha is be'metzuka. Plastic bag, I saw. For mishpocha is be'metzuka. So you put a five shekel there. It's one or two. What?
Depends on the coin?
No. If you give one shekel, even if it's 10 families, it's only one shekel. Aber lama zan you give 5 shekel. But you give it to a mishpocha b'metzuka. So that family got, but it was considered like you gave matonas levyonim to 5 people, or it was considered you gave to one person. Those are the shayla in the poskim. The Maharsha says it's kishtayim. It's shayla to learn pshat in the sugya there. The Maharsha, what they did, in some of the Vada Rabbanim, when you give the money, it says on the paper that they have a das. If you give the Moshe 50 shekels, if the halacha is that you have to give 50, so they're mezakeh this 50 to one person. The next 50 to a different person. That will divide every dime. If you don't have to give, so they may have a das that your 50 is broken to 50, and many may carry 50 times the mitzvahs. And if the halacha is 20, so it's divided to 2 20s and a 10. Al das harabonim, they make all of these tznoim and conditions, kilu it's mechulik. I'll go weiter. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Tov Resh Tzadik Beis Sifkot Nalef. Lechaven bebirka shechiyonu from the Megillah al Mishloach Mones v'sudas Purim v'yoidiya al kach l'shliach Tzibur. Not only the Tzibur has to be mechaven and shechiyonu al Mishloach Mones and sudas Purim in the Megillah, yoidiya al kach l'shliach Tzibur. You have to tell the Shliach Tzibur to have a das to be moitzi you in shechiyonu. So again, there's a halacha in the Shechiyonu of the Megillah, you mechaven also for the Megillah, also for the Mishloach Mones, and also for the Sudas Purim. So why you have to tell the Shliach Tzibur is not so close? He's moitzi you in Shechiyonu. What you have at the Moshav, you come to eat by someone, and there's one fruit that he didn't eat, and there's two fruits that you didn't eat. And he's moitzi in Shechiyonu, how are you allowed to eat both fruits? Not mechuyev to eat only one fruit. And he doesn't have to know that you did, but you both fruits are new. Every Rosh Hashanah, they already ate rimon yesterday, you're only eating it today. So let me show it. Here the Mishnah Berurah said that the Shliach Tzibur that is Moitziyu in Shechiyonu, it has to have a das to be Moitziyu in the Shechiyonu and the Mikra Megillo, Mashloach Mones and Sudas Purim. Frag the world, why it doesn't say again? So it says, Mishas the Mikra Megillo to Mechaven, Mikra Megillo, Mishloach Mones and Sudas Purim. Three things. Frag the person, why it doesn't say in the Shechiyonu to Mechaven al Matonis Levyoinim? The poets can say, Avada to Mechaven also Matonis Levyoinim. Even though the Mishnah Berurah didn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah said to Mechaven, Mishloach Mones, Sudas Purim, and Mikra Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is it. But the poets can bring down to Mechaven also al Matonis Levyoinim. So the Shalom, why the Mishnah Berurah didn't bring down to Mechaven and Mishloach and Matonis Levyoinim? So the world says Azab Shat. You know why it doesn't say it? It would be Aloha. B'shas the Megillah Yechaven, Shloach Mones, Mikro Megillah, Sudas Purim, Matonis Levyoinim. So you come to davening and the people start to collect. It's people that they daven before Vasikin, already in Vasikin, they did to collect money in Purim. They start to collect. They're collecting money. But you didn't hear the Megillah. Noch nicht gemacht Shechiyonu. You told him. Noch nicht gemacht the Broch. And was not Mechaven Shechiyonu. Became a Tadis Levyoini before the Shechiyonu. Shnebura didn't want it. Kol Apoi Shiti Anoisim Loi. So many of them, Shnebura was not Megal at us. You know, the Lomdim will happen, you have to make Shechiyonu with Tadis Levyoini. If you tell the Balabatim, what they will do, the famous Maise, with this person that he wanted to kill him. Kiddush Hashem. So they asked him, what is your last bakasha? He said, let me to make the bracha al Kiddush Hashem. Al Kiddush Hashem. Then the guy changed his mind. The guy says, no hefsek, no. So remember the Mishabur had a moira, if you would write to be the chavir and shechiyonu and matoris levyoinim, people Kiddush Hashem, you know, I didn't hear me come again, I'm sorry. So I'll come back at the door, the wife said, you know, my husband didn't come back from shul yet. I'm before Shechiyonu, Kiddush Hashem.
What's the problem now? The Balbatim think that they're Yetzin, the person in.
Psalm, the argument.
Even before the Yetzin. Oh, of course.
Psalm, the Yetzin. A lot of the Yetzin.
Isn't it a Tansel game in Sudas?
Tansel game.
Also on the
Suda's permit. So you have to have a Suda. No one needs before Daven, before Mikra Megillah. But if the Mishnah Berurah tell you B'shas the Megillah, you have to Mechab and Methodos of Yonim, because the whole system will not start.
And the Balabatim won't have
Sufiano
on...
Balabatim, not the Balabatim. You know what I mean? He's so worried for the Balabatim. Believe me, anyway, not Mechab and Shechiyonu. No, I'm saying, it's a Chumra, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechab and Shechiyonu. I'm saying, Lemaisa to know it.
You have to still
get
every day, so how come
you... Not everyone has so much money like you to give every day, you know? Now, Lemaisa, we paskin that you cannot be yoytze in the same person, Mishloach Monas and Matanis Lev Yoynim. To shine on the Suya Dalton, Ki Yam Tobonu, Mishloach Monas, Matanis Lev Yoynim, people that already have a Riffy, which they can learn in Megillah, it's telling the Suya Dalton. Now, the Sefer Oiz Nidberu from Rabbi Yomin Zilber Zatzal in Moedim Vizmanim, he brings down not to eat before Matonis Levenim Shloach Monas. So let's develop his makbid. Not to eat nothing in the morning before Mishloach Monas and Matonis Levenim. The makbid of Yosef. You don't eat before Mishloach Monas and Matonis Levenim. As if you have a mitzvah. The Mishnah Aloha says, no, here steht, Yemei Simcha Umishte Umishleach Mones. So it says, Yemei Simcha Umishte Umishleach Mones. Steht Yemei Simcha before Umishleach Mones. The Legit Yosher, Tamil Rabbi Thomas Hadesh, steht, Toiv Lishleach Mine Meichel Koidem. Koidem Asuda. It's better to Shleach the Mones before the Suda. So again, to say, not to eat. The best thing is, I know that people don't want to stay in Bismanish to learn. I know a couple of chashva guys, they bring like a little bottle of wine. See in a second, a couple of good zachar in the pocket, and we had to down it. They give it to one person, and then at this already they could eat. But Maisa, I know all the machmir and Maisa are machmir on it. We go to Mishloach Monas. We have one mitzvah Matanis Lev Yoinim, another mitzvah Mishloach Monas. It says in the Poiskim, Lekatchile to send Mishloach Monas al yedei Shaliach. Shtei Monas Chashuvas al yedei Shaliach. Why? Mishloach. So one reason is brought down, it's Derech Kovit. This Mahalach learns that the Mishloach Monas is leharbo Yisreius, to become friendly, to break the ice. So it means it's not a preparation for the Suda. It's friendship. The Mele with the Shliach is much more deliberate. And Shmuel Beit Yisrael, he says, because Purim is a din pirsum anisa. So Mele, we want you to send a shliach like this, as mispam pesar azevi chanike. And the Salmas Chaim, he says, no. Be'etzem, Avad is no inyan to do Mishloach Monas al day shaliach. That's why Chazal said to do it al day shaliach. Because if they would not say it, you would send a shliach or not. If Lutzer would be not a halacha, you have to send a shliach. Now every time you send a shliach, right? You know, the halacha is not a shliach. But Lutzer would not be such a halacha. You would send a shliach or not. Migarai, now you say without a shliach. So you don't, okay. Till this year, you might be not that aloha, you know that you have to be back, you should be mixed down. Tofer tzadikei, Sif Aleph. Bebi, nistapek im tzorich shliach dafke oloi. Chasam Sefer, Gid Lechov Beis, shtei tzorich lekatchil lishliach moes al day shliach, ולא על day עצמו. He mixed down, shoot zechi yoysef, that it's ve'akev. But Lo Yitzir will not be a halacha to send a day shliach. You'll send a shliach or not? Yes or no? Why not? Mitzvah boy, so b'shlucha. So they had a problem. And Purim, if everyone will be busy b'shlach monas, because mitzvah boy is a b'shlucha, you don't have time to learn to be very busy. So they were attacking b'shlach monas and you could do a shliach. The place can say la halacha, you could send a cotton. This shlichus you could send a cotton. about the most of the people that are learning from Metzia, about here you don't have to have Shlucha Shel Bala Momen. It's not Ma'akevit, the Ma'ale of Shlucha Shel Bala Momen. Now, there's another aloche, the Mekabel needs to know from who he got. The person sitting in his house, you leave a Mishloach Manos by someone and there's no paper. Happens often, yeah? You're Yoitzer or not? The answer, you're not Yoitzer. Someone says, Tolim de Londis. If it's Lehar B'Israelus, it's no Lehar B'Israelus. If it's for the Suda, so you have food for the Suda, maybe it's considered. So some say that it's Me'akev, and some say it's totally in the reasons. If it's for the Suda, it's not Me'akev. If it's Lehar B'Israelus, it's Me'akev. But I'm Me'akev more from that. Every person gives him Mishloach Manos. I'm happy to look exactly what he has inside. Not only that, first time, I think, because if not, Yerem is not Yetzer. A basket goes back and forth. So Nishkan Tam. Not only that, I'm not sure if I'll be Aloha Yetzer, but I, every time I'm happy, all the Mishloach Manos that come to my house, I don't let my kids to open. And Motzi Purim, I sit in the house for hours. And I go open everyone and I look exactly what everyone put in. First time it's Menschlichkeit, but I think it's more from that. The whole idea is he's giving it to you. If you're not making what he gave you, then maybe you're not Yoitzi. The place coming down, what would it be if you hate someone? You hate someone. Sign, as you know, is a very gewaltig way to make peace. You know, you send them Shloach Manos. So right, it's a Teba, yeah. I don't know if Shalom or Eidav Shalom, but you Yoitze Mishloach Manos or not? So some people say, you're not Yoitze. Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyu. Sinishkin Ish L'Reyu. I'm not so sure, I think maybe after he gets, then he becomes a friend. Ish L'Reyu, is that
some
form
or even you
can be more. But I said, I tried to look in Purim, but I'm saying to look after Purim. But some people say, Fakert, with a saying it makes Sholem, Fakert. This is the whole Indian, Le'arb Israelus. It's good to be Machmir if you have someone that is a suffix saying to give another one, not to be right. Anyway, I think most people don't do only one. Now, a little bit Minhagi Purim and this Chelek. About the Megillah and Zohar, we'll leave for next week. It's a minig to eat Hamantash. Shaila from where the minig of eating Haman's ears came. That's the main Shaila. So some say because of the. What's that a kasha? What's that a kasha?
Garbage.
What's that a kasha?
So the same thing like a
Keplach. Well, wait. We're going to come in this year. We're going to speak about Keplach also. The Zustel is good, Yosef. The Zustel is good. Zustel is good. Zustel is not bad. Not bad. Klal Yisrael, everything is mechub. People that don't have eat Hamantash on a Kavane, in the end they come to walk without a hat and jacket in the street. The same kind of people. Same kind of people. Klal Yisrael has to know, you eat Hamantash, it's a Kavane. You eat a Kreplach, it's a Kavane. I don't like Hamantash, and I only eat them because of these reasons. And we're going to say that. I mean, again, Klal Yisrael. So one reason it's brought down, because it has three corners, the Hamantash. And it says by Haman that when he saw and remember the three of us, Nomele Tosh Koichu. Also it says, Karne Rishoyim Agadea Terimam Lekarne Tzadik, and Chazal say, Karne Rishoyim Tegadea Zehoman, Terimam Lekarne Tzadik Zemordechai. So Nomele, it has three corners. Most foods don't have corners. Hamantash, they made something with kronos. Some say it's also a remez, they call it in English, Hamantash, Roshan Tash Koichu. It doesn't go in Hebrew as Ne'aman, but Hamantash. Now, it's brought down to eat Zaroinim and Purim. Because Esther, she ate Zaroinim when she was waiting. This is the reason why Moshe Feinstein, they ate Lel Purim Arbes. The kind of the aloha of eat Zaroinim. Stomach, if you eat Garinim, it's also the Zalbazach. Achashucha says it's a minute to eat it by day. So people say in the old Hamantash, they had like a prog inside. black little dots. Today they do it with jelly and chocolate. But in the old Hamantash, inside of the tash, Dalton, was like this black, I don't know how to call them in English. What? Some people like it and most people don't, right? So this is the reason they changed to chocolate and jam. But Lemaise, they said that the Iker Minik started also that they had Zaroinim there inside. Because this has a aloch of Zaroinim. Now, Lemaise, they eat kreplach in Purim. Most of Pshat, they eat kreplach. So you want to answer like Habitash, she tells them. So what was the Pshat, they eat kreplach in Purim? Lemaise, 3 times a year you eat kreplach, right? Purim, Erev Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rabbah. So some people say that the reason you eat kreplach in these 3 times is because it's Meloshin klep. It's the 3 days that you klep. Al-Chet, Rishaynes, and you klep Haman. So this is the remez that they ate the kreplach. It's more than a better reason why we eat kreplach in these 3 days. It's more than time I think it's a different kind of generation. When I was a bochur, the first thing I wanted to know is why I eat kreplach. Why do you think I saw 3 times a year eat kreplach? What?
I ate only 3.
What? We eat every week? It's like people eat chantal shishi. That was us. So what is the pshat? Because the ma'isa was a meaning in Klal Yisrael that they didn't eat meat during the week. Moshe Yerushalayim was a meaning that you don't eat in Sheni v'Chamishi because it's days that you fast, you don't eat fleishiks. Shiva Smir keeps that meaning. Yeshiva and Monday, Sheni v'Chamishi, you don't serve fleishiks. Al Pira Benish, because we don't eat fleishiks in days of Kiras Atere, because we don't say v'urachum, zeich for the chuban, we don't eat fleishiks. So the yeshiva is makbidin. If you see in yeshiva, it's never fleishiks. Monday is fish. Yom Chamishi, I don't know exactly what it is there. But I'm saying, you think people start in yeshiva every Monday is fish time? I'm telling you, Bemis. As it was the Hanog in yeshiva, when it came to Yerushalayim, Chutzos Nishgiven, I say, not to eat fleishik in the days that you say v'urachum. I'm not saying in my house we eat. But in the mere yeshiva, you don't eat. Even what you don't eat is a limud. And I'm not missing this. What you don't eat, you are about there. Every Monday there's no flesh, there's a fish, yeah? It's a takonen. So the meaning in Klal Yisrael, more from us, they never ate flesh during the whole week. Only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. These 3 days are in between. Erev Yom Kippur and Hashanah Rabbah and Purim are like half Yom Tov. Mitzad Echol is Yom Tov, Mitzad Echol Yidu Meloche. So you had to eat flesh, they had to eat meat. But they didn't want the kids to see you eat meat in the days that it's choil. So they took meat and they covered it with a dough that really you don't see. This is kreplach. This is the reason Klal Yisrael ate kreplach in these 3 days. This was the reason Klal Yisrael ate kreplach in these 3 days. I say, Adam Mitzad meklapt. Adam Mitzad was a shaila. All the newspapers, the Shiloh was. It was a maise, there was a lady that was going in the street. And someone wanted to be honest with this lady. Eish es ish. So the aloha is, aroidef achar, mayra moroso, you're allowed to kill him. Because he's aroidef. So this lady was going in the street, this man came with a gun, and he wanted to be honest with her. So someone saw it. Not as almost say Reuven. Reuven was roidef after his ish to me'anesu. So Shimon saw that Reuven wants to me'anes the ish. So Shimon took out his gun and he was about to shoot Reuven like this. Nothing will happen to the lady. The lady saw it. She felt very bad for Reuven. You know, Shimon wants to kill him. So she took out her gun and she shoot Shimon. So Shimon fell dead, And the male Reuven managed to catch the Isha, and he was Ma'anasir. So she came to ask me, now Lemay says that she was Nenas, she's also Lebailo, she's Muteras Lebailo. A Isha that is Mezane Berotzo and is Asura Lebailo. The Oynes is Muteras Lebailo. Here Lemay said the Oynes was the Oynes. But Lemay says she caused it because she shoot Shiva. So she wants to know la halacha. She's muter lebailo or asur lebailo. Again, Reuven, lady is going in the street. Reuven wants the manasser. Shimon is about to kill him. And maybe she'll not be nanas. So she takes out her gun. She kills Shimon. And maybe Reuven could be manasser. Reuven is manasser. And she wants to know if it's called rotzen or it's called oynes. So I went and I asked this shaila to Reb David Povarsky. I was a bocher. I was in the matzav of Ketuv Lev HaMelech Bayoyim. And I asked, it was after Shachis, and we went to Holy Shira, we go up to Rav David, and I came up, Baroish to Olam. And I asked, I have a shayla, this lady came to ask me, what is the halacha? So Rav David Povarsky told me, she's asur lebaila. Val, she did it. She's asur lebaila. So I told him, so again, I was a bit Tevlev HaMelech. I told him, Rebbe Dos Tatoes. Before she posted in the Megillah, Achashverosh is Me'anis Esther. Bigtan Veseresh want to kill Achashverosh. Esther goes to tell the king. He kills Bigtan Veseresh. And Achashverosh guys are Me'anis. And the Gemara says, Kasher Ovadati Ovadati Ad Achsha Bo'ines. Tevelis Mechekesh Achashverosh V'yoshemes Mechekesh Mordechai. Only later, when she went to Chatzar Beis HaMelech HaPnimis, was Berotz. So Be'etzem, Esther, when Esther went and she mastered Bigzim B'Seresh, if Bigzim B'Seresh would kill HaChashverosh, she would be free. So she killed Shimon, that wanted to kill Reuven. And now HaChashverosh was Me'anasser. And she said that she's Muter Lebaile. So Rabbi David gave me a patch from the Holy Shiva. And he told me, du bist nicht gerecht, du bist ein Narr. Du bist nicht gewöhnt in der Zeit von Bolschewiki. He told me, you're a Narr, you didn't live in the time of the Bolschewiki in Russia. He said, ich weiß, ich bin jung, der Roshiva ist taki older, der Roshiva was there, he was taki. Maybe the Roshiva can help me taki. Maybe it's things that you know from Russia that you don't know from here. He said, I want to tell you, when they killed the king, they killed the queen also. If they would kill Achashverosh, they would kill Esther. She didn't have a choice. The Mele, it's not called that she wanted to do it. And the Medrash in Targum Sheni state, where we should shloach yad by Melech Achashverosh and by Esther Valkoso. My Shver, Avraham Gubitz, told me that she, by him it's posh, that she's muter lebaila. It says it's muchach from Ksuvus Lev Gimel Amud Beis, but you'll be mine. I'm going to give you a